Welcome back to Schneps Connects. Today, I am excited to welcome George Chacon, who's the president of the MCU Foundation. The MCU Foundation is a nonprofit that was launched in 2023 by Municipal Credit Union, which is the largest credit union in the New York metro area. While New York City is home to countless nonprofits, few are directly connected to the financial institutions working every day to help New Yorkers build a secure financial future. MCU's executive leadership team created the foundation to help direct philanthropic efforts towards building generational wealth and tackling poverty one New Yorker at a time. George is here to tell us about how they're making that mission a reality, and it's great to have you, George. Thanks so much for joining.
Josh, I appreciate you having me. I'm really excited to share some of the great work that we're doing over at the MCU Foundation.
So why don't we start off by just sharing a little bit about, you know, yourself and your career journey?
A little bit about me, Josh. I was born and raised in New York City. I am first generation. I am proudly a product of the New York City public school system. I've been in financial services for over 20 years, starting with my first job as an intern at Citibank. I joined MCU as Chief Strategy Officer in 2021, and I'm responsible for leading our team in the planning and execution of the future of MCU, essentially. In addition to that, I also spearhead the MCU Foundation, which is truly an honor and a privilege. Being able to lead the foundation is just my way of giving back to a city that has given me so much.
I love it. Listen, it's not easy wearing one hat. Now you got two hats between MCU and MCU Foundation, which is terrific. Yeah. And, you know, I touched a little bit, obviously, in my intro on the foundation, but share a little bit more in terms of its mission, some of the initiatives and goals, and also for all the nonprofits out there, how you, you know, go about picking which institutions or organizations to support.
Yeah. So the MCU Foundation was formed in 2023, and really we wanted to give back to New York City. As a credit union, MCU exists to help members build better financial futures, but we created the foundation because we wanted to do more. And our mission is simple. We want to help build generational wealth and eliminate poverty one New Yorker at a time. And we've done that by building three robust programs within the MCU Foundation that are helping us to do that. And they're centered around basic necessities, education, and home ownership.
Well, listen, that makes a lot of sense. Those are three key criteria and, you know, big ones to make. You know, buying a home for the first time is a big financial commitment. So, you know, it's good that you're really educating people and helping to start provide those opportunities. You know, it's nice to see also that MCU is thinking about giving back here in New York City. I think it's really important for all institutions to do that. But how do you particularly see financial institutions contributing to economic opportunity, you know, particularly here in New York City?
Yeah, I think at the basic level, Josh, financial institutions provide financial advice and access to credit, savings, and investment tools. These tools are intended to help individuals and families build better tomorrows. But even with those tools, many New Yorkers find themselves in a cycle of poverty that's really difficult to climb out of. They need help with things like food and shelter, the cost of education, and buying their first home. And financial tools simply just aren't enough. And that's really why we created the foundation.
So share a few of the major issues that MCU Foundation is tackling currently.
The issue that we're tackling, Josh, is poverty. And we're helping New Yorkers climb out of poverty. Poverty in New York City is a tough and persistent problem. Last year, food pantries in New York City recorded 8 million visits. The first step for the foundation was really to help people meet their most essential needs. As part of our basic necessities program, we've partnered with well-established, deeply rooted organizations that have been helping New Yorkers for decades, frankly. And the first one we partnered with is Bowery Mission. They've been serving New Yorkers experiencing homelessness since the 1870s. Next is the Ronald McDonald House. They've been supporting families of children who are ill or injured since 1974. And then City Harvest, New York City's largest food rescue organization.
Sure.
Since 1982, they've been helping New Yorkers by rescuing food and distributing it to them in the five boroughs for free. You know, these partnerships, Josh, are powering our ability to help fight poverty at its most basic level and help New Yorkers with things like food and shelter that are just kind of the basic necessities.
You know, I know we've partnered with MCU on some educational webinars and events. And, you know, how do you go about with the foundation providing support or resources when it comes to financial literacy and education?
Yeah, I mean, we know that education is key to obtaining a higher income and helping folks climb out of poverty. Research shows that wealth within a given generation is 7 times higher when at least one parent or at least one grandparent has obtained a 4-year college degree. So our response to this is providing scholarships for young New Yorkers headed to college. In the last 2 years, Josh, we provided 68 scholarships totaling $350,000.
Did you say 68? Is that 68 scholarships?
68 for $350,000.
That's awesome.
We are so proud to have helped fellow New Yorkers attend great schools that we hope put them on a path to lucrative careers.
Yeah, listen, that's going to change those people's lives for sure. And that's terrific that the foundation's involved in that. You know, one of the things that you touched on was cost of living, home ownership. I mean, I think that's probably one of the biggest issues here in New York City, particularly, is the cost of living. The cost of buying a home has to be, you know, one of the most expensive cities in the country. And a lot of people are renting. So what is it that MCU's foundation is doing to focus on home ownership?
So you're right. I mean, it's a very expensive city. And you're also right that New York City has the highest percentage of renters at almost 70%, Josh. We focus on home ownership because we believe a home is the key asset in building and transferring wealth to future generations. We think it literally can stop the cycle of poverty for a family or for a generation. The biggest barrier for most people in home ownership are the upfront costs.
Sure.
In the U.S., 81% of potential home buyers say that the upfront costs pose the biggest obstacle to buying a home. And so this is where our first-time home buyer grants come in. We provide up to $20,000 towards down payment and closing costs to make home ownership more accessible. Just this year, Josh, we've helped 8 families purchase their first homes, totaling $170,000 in grants. So we've seen firsthand how life-changing it can be, one family, one homeowner at a time.
That's amazing. So how can people find out a little bit more about that? Because that's amazing. Is that available on your website, or can they go into an MCU branch to find out about that foundation opportunity? What's the best way for people to learn about that opportunity particularly?
The best place to learn about our home ownership grant is through our website,
mcufoundation.nymcu.org.
And there you'll be able to see what the program is about, what the qualifications are, the different steps the homeowners need to take to be able to qualify for it. So you'll get all the information via the MCU Foundation website.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, again, that sounds like something that's terrific in terms of changing people's lives for the better. Is there any kind of stories or people that you could share that, you know, some of this called grants or opportunities have changed their lives?
We have many examples of folks that we've helped with basic necessities, families that we've helped get into homes, scholarships we've provided that help folks defray the cost of college. But when I think about the work that we're doing, Josh, I think about myself. I feel like I'm the example. You know, in New York City, my family needed help with basic necessities growing up. My sisters and I needed help getting through college. And as a result of that help, you know, we're college educated. We all have careers. We're all homeowners. And that completely kind of changed the trajectory of all of our lives. And so the foundation is doing a lot of this work for others. And we expect that this help is going to help them achieve some similar outcomes and even better outcomes and stop the cycle of poverty for many in New York City.
Love it. What would you say is next for the foundation?
So as far as what's next for the foundation, it's in one word, it's more. You know, we want to help more people with their basic needs. We want to provide more scholarships. We quadrupled the amount of scholarships we gave from the first year to the second year. We want to do more of that. And we want to help more New Yorkers get into homes. We want to double down on the work we've been doing and impact way more people than we have in our 2 years of existence.
So you had shared the website in terms of where people could find out about, in that case, the home ownership opportunities for grants. Where could people find out information on how they could help support the work the foundation is doing? Is that the same website, or where are some other resources that people can learn about giving back or helping with the foundation?
A couple things about helping with the foundation. We're primarily funded by MCU. Our board has been very generous in helping to get the foundation running. We also get help from partners and individuals. Folks can visit our website, and we have donations via PayPal that can be made. You can also walk into a branch and make a donation really easily via our branches. It's a quick story. The most gratifying thing for me is that every once in a while, we put a call out to MCU members to help with the foundation and some of the causes. And you wouldn't believe, Josh, the amount of donations we get, some as little as $5 from our members, as some of them actually need help, but they're actually willing to help other New Yorkers. But those small donations add up and they help fund a lot of our programs. We also offer through MCU group tickets discounts through the New York Yankees, where members can buy tickets at special rates and a donation is made to the foundation as well. But the best place to learn about our programs, the impact we're having, and the easiest place to donate is our website.
Give that website again.
It is
mcufoundation.nymcu.org.
Yeah, we'll obviously include it in where we post this, but for people listening to just know where it is, that's great. Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know, whether it comes to MCU or the MCU Foundation?
Our mission of eliminating poverty and creating generational wealth is pretty audacious, Josh, but with every meal, every scholarship we provide, every home ownership grant, everything we do, we're putting a dent in the problem one person at a time. We want anyone to walk away with anything. It's you can tackle this huge problem in New York City, but you have to do it one person at a time, and that's what the foundation is doing.
Well, listen, it's a fantastic mission. I'm really happy that MCU has the MCU Foundation and has really such impactful causes that you guys are doing. I also hope other, institutions will take notice because I'm a big believer in good karma. You do good unto others and good things come back. So I'm sure there's a lot of goodwill in the community that you guys are building, and I hope that people are recognizing that. So, George, I really appreciate you joining me and sharing the work that you do at MCU and particularly the MCU Foundation.
Josh, thank you for allowing us to, share more information about the MCU Foundation, and we appreciate the support.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I hope that everyone here is enjoying the Schnapps Connects podcast. And if you are, please hit that subscribe button. You know that you can find us through all major podcast platforms or on our website at podcast.schneppsmedia.com.